When things get difficult, turn to wonder. If you find yourself disagreeing with another, becoming judgmental, or shutting down in defense, try turning to wonder. I wonder what brought her to this place. I wonder what my reaction teaches me. I wonder what he's feeling right now. I learned this principle a number of years ago at a retreat for teachers back in New Mexico. And this one particular idea or principle has really helped me throughout my life. Not that I've been able to practice it fully, but I often turn to it when I feel befuddled or when I find myself turning to judgment, knowing that I am really just shutting down. Earlier this week, I was called to jury duty, and I found myself in a courtroom with 150 other potential jurors, and we were learning about a case, and it was a cigarette case. It was a woman who was suing R.J. Reynolds, and because she had come down with cancer as a result of her smoking. And this triggered a lot of responses in me, especially thinking about my mom and her smoking and how that contributed to her heart disease. And so as I sat there and I was thinking about my own past and thinking about this woman, and I started to pay attention to the attorneys. And as I looked at the attorneys representing R.J. Reynolds, they were very, very sort of sharp-looking young people. And I just judged them, basically. Began to think, how could they do this kind of work representing this terrible corporation that has lied to the public, that has obfuscated and kept information away from people, leading them to use their products in ways that basically will make them sick, and that they continue to do this. So I had my righteousness sort of shield up, and as I looked at these young people, I turned to wonder. I wonder, how did they get here? How did these attorneys, there were three young men and two women, young women who were part of the team, and I wondered, like, how did they take these jobs? Did they do it for the money? What kind of needs did they have? When they go home, how do they feel about the work that they've done? And I wondered years from now how they would look back at their legal work and their representation of this corporation. And I wonder how they would feel. And, you know, as I thought about that, it didn't change my feelings in terms of sort of my sense of indignation at a corporation that has gotten away with so much over the years. But it humanized these people and see them not so much as opponents, but as human beings who maybe are themselves just as stuck as I am, and who, by the circumstances of their lives, have ended up doing the things that they're doing. Who knows what's motivating them? And my hope is that in that thinking, maybe there's a possibility for engagement at some point, if I ever come across somebody like that, or just a softening of judgment so that there could be some sort of conversation. I brought this up to my yoga class that night, and somebody said, oh, you know, these attorneys, they look at this situation as just winning cases. And I thought about that, and we had a little bit of a conversation, and it's a sad state to see sort of how we could disconnect our work from the consequences of our work. But then again, we just turn to wonder. I don't believe that anybody would ever choose to do work that would intentionally make them unhappy. And in fact, I think everybody chooses things in their lives thinking that that thing is going to make them happy. So I assume that these attorneys are doing this work because in some way they feel that it's going to satisfy them. And yet, you know, I just stay in wonder. I hope that as you listen to this little talk, this reflection, that you think about the times in your lives or the people and the circumstances in your lives that maybe have you blocked in some way, or have you befuddled like I was, or have you in judgment. And that when you find that you've had enough of that, maybe the one thing that you can do is turn to wonder. Wishing you the very best.